It's Playhouse 194. Zero MKE all in the Playhouse today as we launch into Am I the Jerk? For those moments in life you fear that you were in the wrong, that you might have been the jerk, we do Am I the Jerk? And today, Playhouse family member Jerrica asking that very question. Jerrica, why do you fear you're the jerk? Hello.
Okay, so I'm getting married soon, and one of my bridesmaids went and got pregnant a little while back. And so at my wedding, she's going to be like 8, almost 9 months pregnant. And really, I feel like it doesn't fit the aesthetic. Like, I had a vision about how everybody would look, and, you know, we were going to party, and I feel like she's probably going to be uncomfortable, right? You know, standing up there, having to be that pregnant. So I'm just kind of wondering if I'm a jerk to ask her to not be in my party anymore.
So we're willing to do this one, but I got to warn you, I'm only willing to do this one if you're okay with people being brutally honest with you, even if it's not what you want to hear. Is that okay?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. Is she a jerk, Amy Kay?
Yes, she's a jerk. You don't want someone in there because they're pregnant. That's such a jerk move. Pregnant or not, they're still your friend. They're still someone who's important to you, right?
Yeah, I think that's actually super sad. Jerk, not a jerk, E? You thinking she's a jerk? Oh, we lied. Your mic's not working for some reason. Have I hit it a few times? Does it work? Now, still not working. Well, he's saying he thinks she's a jerk. I also probably would concur. Probably a jerk a little bit. Good morning, jerk, not a jerk.
Like, she's kicking her out because she's pregnant?
Yeah, she doesn't think she should be a bridesmaid because she should be other pre. She said it wouldn't fit the aesthetic, I think, is the quote.
That is such a big jerk. What? Like, it's going to ruin the photos if a bridesmaid is pregnant? Is it because they're upstaging you? Like, what? That is crazy.
Yeah, a little bit suspicious. A little bit weird.
I get it. Like, this sounds bad. I can kind of understand where she's coming from. Pictures. Everyone's going to be in their dresses. I think she's worried about the baby bump, right?
Sure, yeah. Aesthetics.
But I still don't think that's a good reason to kick someone out.
I think it's the attention grab, right? Because everybody wants eyes on them as the bride. And if there's a pregnant woman up there, you think that some of them eyes are going to be on them and not you. That's probably part of it, if we're being honest.
I don't think it's going to be eyes on her in the same way, though.
Yeah, jerk, not a jerk.
Yes, I think so. I believe so. Whether she's showing or not, stuff happens. You ask this lady to be in the bridal party for a reason. So you should just keep what you get. I mean, you can't spoil it. That's very vain.
Take what you get. Pregnant, not pregnant, whatever they might be. We've seen some text ones there, Amy Kay.
Someone said she's not a jerk. She's a stuck-up, shallow jerk. Someone else said the idea is not being a jerk, but her reasoning for it is a jerk. Someone else said jerk. She doesn't actually care about this friend. The fact that the first thing she said is it wouldn't be aesthetically pleasing. So that's what makes her a jerk.
Jerk, not a jerk. Hello.
Yeah, that's absolutely being a jerk. If you love this person enough to put them in your bridal party, if they are close enough that these are one of your closest people, to kick them out because they're pregnant, that's like an absolute bridezilla move. Just because the pictures are going to look not as perfect, I mean, really think about what you're saying about your friendship there. When I got married, I had a bridesmaid who got pregnant, and she and I sat and we had a conversation about it because, you know, weddings are stressful. There's a lot of money. I said, you know, are you still going to be able to do this? Do you feel like you can still do this? And about 2 months before the wedding, she ended up bowing out because it was too much for her. And I love her and I respect her, but I never would have kicked her out of the wedding. If it's that, you know, have a conversation. She's your friend. See what she can handle.
All right. Text club is just no question. Everybody's saying this kind of jerk thing to do.
Yeah. Someone said, she's a terrible friend. She's still your friend. That the way she said she went and got pregnant. Someone else said jerk, but she should kick her out so her friend doesn't know how terrible of a person she is. She's doing her friend a favor at this point. What a horrible person. Another person saying jerk. If you're preparing to lose a friend, go ahead, kick her out. Your friend can't stop family planning just for your wedding. Another person said you might not even have to kick her out. You can ask if she still would feel comfortable being a bridesmaid when she's pregnant.
Yeah, I mean, there seems to be quite a few people that are pretty against this. I think I fixed your mic now, E, if you wanted to weigh in. maybe.
What's up?
I think I fixed your microphone. You thinking jerk?
I think so, yeah. I just pulled like a fast IT move right there.
It's very nice. Well,
and the worst is that got me all fired up because there's really, for one, it's shallow because people probably just aesthetically, they don't care what your bridal party looks like, for one. Probably at all. Yeah, that's just on you completely. And the only thing I would say where you'd want to, where the concern would be if she's 8 to 9 months pregnant would be like what if you have the baby around then? Like, do you really want that? The only thing I would say where I'd be concerned is, do you want that on her shoulders as she's approaching near due date? Would be more my concern. Like, are you sure you want to be walking around in the middle of the summer? Like, getting in front of, like, I don't know. That's just, I'd put it completely on her. And if it's something she even wants to do, being that pregnant.
Yeah, you could try that, I suppose. Like, hey, I'd understand if you don't want to. But honestly, most people are saying it'd be a jerk move to throw her out. Do you think you're going to just leave things as is, Jerrica? Or where's your kind of head at now?
Okay, I mean, I'll let her stay.
I mean, you don't have to seem so disappointed about it.
I mean, she's still important to me. She's just, like, super pregnant. I just feel like it's a hassle for everyone, honestly, because we have to tailor her dress. She won't be able to wear the heels everybody else is wearing. Like, she'll just be uncomfortable. It's really kind of a service to her.
All right. Well, assuming you really do just kind of push forward and leave things as is, and she's in the wedding, I think you're doing the right thing. Appreciate you being on with us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nothing like asking, do I sound like a jerk, and saying, yeah, I'm still going to do it, but then managing to still say something kind of jerky.
Yeah.
I'll just let it happen, but I'm still say one last piece that makes me look kind of bad before I let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.